time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Oh, last week we had a question that was online, black seed oil.
Yeah, it was the Nigella sativa.
Nigella sativa, and I wasn't like, you know, again, sometimes I don't remember all of the scientific names, but what that is black seed oil, black cumin seed oil, and it has some... Very good research on it, that it helps with the immune system. It's an anti-inflammatory, and you can get that almost any good health food store. You can also get black cumin seeds and grind them up and use cumin as a spice in your foods. But black cumin oil, the black seed oil, is used in the alternative health industry. And the main thing is it's an anti-inflammatory. So again, inflammation is one of the main causes. It's the precursor of almost every known disease. And every known symptom of every known disease comes from some kind of inflammatory response. So again, anytime you take things that are anti-inflammatory, you're going to help help the body. And again, things like fish oil, when you take DHA, EPA, those are anti-inflammatories, especially in the brain. They're anti-inflammatories in the brain. So anyway, please check out PrimeLongevity.com. That's Prime Longevity. That's a supplement that is the best anti-aging supplement on the market. It's the best longevity supplement. It can support your joint health and your cardiovascular system, prevent cell damage that contributes to premature aging, and it promotes optimal brain function, and it maintains overall health and vitality. It was something I put together that deals with all of the body systems and energy depletion and mitochondrial enhancement. And again, when you look at it and compare the price, you'll find that there's nothing else like it on the market. And when you scroll down on the page, you're going to see a little bit of a commercial that we put on, or a video from on the Protects Against Toxin Diseases and Premature Aging. And then there's a article on there, The 8 Causes of Disease. You can download that article if you'd like, cut and paste it, and use that. And then below that article is a supplement fact sheet. It gives you the entire ingredient list of Prime Longevity. I'm very proud of it. And I put the entire ingredient list out there. It's not just a proprietary blend. And I put the entire ingredient list because I know I undercut the industry big time, and no one else, no other company will do it for this same price. And when you look at it, there's just things in there that you don't get anywhere else. There's RNA, 600 milligrams, and pomegranate extract, that's 40% ellagic acid, 300 milligrams. There's acetyl L-carnitine, L-carnitine. There's L-carnosine. There's BioCore Optimum blend of all of the different enzymes. There's the glyconutrient blend that nobody has, that which are the 8 essential sugars. You're talking, it's got 120 milligrams of lipoic acid. It's got 120 milligrams of CQ10, 120 milligrams of resveratrol. It has the boron, calcium fructoborate, L-cysteine, N-acetylcysteine. It has the Boswellia extract, 20% boswellic acid, green tea extract, and L-glutathione, and turmeric extract, and cinnamon extract. And the other thing, it has astaxanthin, 30 milligrams of astaxanthin. So it has things that you won't find anywhere else. The chromium polynicotinate for diabetes, the vanadium sulfate for diabetes. So those of you that take Prime, you're going to have to monitor your sugars and monitor your medication, because you may have to lower the amount of medication that you're taking. By the way, we've been supporting a charity called Hands of Love and Hope. We've been doing that since we've been on the radio. Irma Tovar, she goes to Juarez. We are here in El Paso, Texas, right across the street from Juarez, Mexico. We've supported her since 1976, and we're a drop-off point. So what she'd like now is, it's getting cold, so coats and blankets, and drop them off at Health Naturally. That's 7040 North Mesa. And we will make sure that she gets it. Again, coats and blankets and toys. It's for the kids in Juarez. So here, El Paso has been phenomenal. I support all of the humans, and my wife supports all of the animals. So again, El Paso is phenomenal when it comes out to the telethons for dogs and the Humane Society. And also, El Paso comes out just phenomenal for helping with the kids and dropping off stuff. So thank you so much for doing that. And again, thank you for being a part of what we do here in El Paso, Texas. Anyway, I'd like to go ahead and get right into, how do you detoxify the kidneys? Well, there's two herbs that are really specific for kidneys. And one of them is juniper berries, and the other one is cedar berries. And they're very similar. And both of those are some of the most important. Then you have things like parsley and asparagus. And both of those, parsley you can get in any supermarket, asparagus you can get in any supermarket. Now, parsley we like to get organic because it sprays. Asparagus is not as critical to be organic because they don't use much sprays on asparagus. And you can get raw asparagus, you can get frozen, you can get canned. I don't care what kind. Asparagus also happens to be one of the top three foods in the world against cancer. So eating a lot of asparagus, that's where you'll sometimes smell, your urine changes smell when you eat asparagus. And that can affect most people. So you'll know that the asparagus is going through the system.
Can you use also milk thistle?
Yeah, milk thistle. Well, milk thistle helps the liver.
Oh, the liver.
And anytime you help the liver, you're helping everything else. Okay, the liver is just that main organ that really controls so much of everything and so much of detoxing. It helps to process chemicals out of the body, and it helps to produce new amino acids for the body. So milk thistle is one of the best. And actually, milk thistle has been tested, and it's really quite good against cancer and cancer of the liver, and it's very specific for diabetes. So again, but for the kidneys, Nature Sunshine makes some oils, not oils, but herbal compounds, one called Kidney Activator, and there's a Chinese formula called Kidney Activator that's the TCM, traditional Chinese formulas. And there's also some concentrates that are where they take the formula, the regular formula, and they concentrate it very, very strongly, so that one capsule of the concentrated formula equals five capsules of the regular. So as an example, you can get Kidney Activator in the regular or in the concentrate. I usually suggest the concentrate. And then again, eating parsley and asparagus, those kinds of foods. Greens themselves, high chlorophyll, is very specific for the kidneys. And of course, don't forget, one of the main things is drinking healthy water. You want to drink water, specifically, 3 glasses of water with each meal. The first glass of water is an hour before each meal. That prepares the digestion, and that can be cold water if you like it. That's when you drink cold water. Then the second glass of water is with the meal. Now that glass of water needs to be room temperature, and I usually suggest putting in 1 or 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, or there's a new vinegar that's now made from coconut water, so coconut water vinegar, and it has a great coconut flavor, but that's also vinegar and very similar to apple cider vinegar. And if you have diabetes, I would put in a quarter to a half a teaspoon of true cinnamon, and we're the only store I know in El Paso that carries the true cinnamon from Ceylon, or now called Sri Lanka, and that's true cinnamon. The other cinnamons are called cassia cinnamon, and they have a chemical in it called curcumin, and if you get too much of that, it can harm the liver, where true cinnamon doesn't have that chemical. So you can use that. But and then, of course, drinking the third glass of water is 2 hours after each meal. And so those three glasses of water are based around the digestion. And when you drink water like that, it'll usually stop any kind of acid reflux or heartburn or chronic digestive issues, gassy, bloated, especially when you add the 1 or 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar or coconut vinegar. That really enhances the digestion of the food. So that's the opening of our show. A quick answer on how to clean out the kidneys. And again, what people don't realize is detoxing is really automatic. The body does that automatically just by its metabolism. So just remembering that when you eat healthy and when you consume a lot of healthy fats and healthy proteins and healthy carbohydrates, and you eat those and you don't consume junk food, and you use foods that are organic and especially GMO free, and you're enhancing the metabolism of your body, then at that point your body is continually detoxing and cleansing.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. And I'd like to start off one of the most important articles that I want to talk about, or not so much article. It's I pulled up the differences on the different kinds of CBDs and what's going on between cannabis and copaiba, and what's the difference, what's the scoop, and how to make an informed decision, because there's a lot of controversy surrounding cannabis and medical marijuana and CBD oils, and does it have THC, does it not have THC. And you really want to understand what the cannabinoids are so you can make an informed consent. But their cannabinoids affect what's called the cannabinoid receptors in the human body. And there are these cannabinoid chemicals in hemp and medical marijuana. There are two types of receptors in the human body for cannabinoids, and it's called CB1 and CB2. And some of the cannabinoids are legal, some of them are not legal. Examples of CBD are those found in essential oils. Others like THC, which comes from cannabis and marijuana, are not legal in the United States. The cannabinoid CBD oil, if it's below 3% of THC, then it comes usually from the hemp plant and not from the marijuana true cannabis. But there are three types of the cannabinoids. There's CBD, which is short for cannabidiol, And it's a biochemical constituent of cannabis and the hemp plant. Okay, CBD is made from hemp. It's weaker than CBD from cannabis marijuana. The CBD from hemp is 2-4%. Then the CBD from cannabis is anywhere from 5-30%. All the CBD extractions contain some amount of THC. And THC is the chemical that actually makes you high. And that's, again, the more THC, the less legal. But there's some that CBD oils that are low enough in THC to be legal in our country. And that's going to be below 3%. And unless the state has medical marijuana or legal recreational marijuana. But the CBD, what does it do? It's used for pain relief and anxiety, and it's used for seizure disorders and cancer treatments and prevention and neurological issues and diabetes. It lowers insulin levels and cardiovascular health. It promotes it. Now, the THC, which is stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, that's the biochemical that comes from the cannabis plant, and it gets you high. It's the psychoactive chemical in the plant that makes you high, now, especially when smoking it or eating it. And the high is very different from smoking and eating. But that's the THC is used especially in cancer, where there's nausea and vomiting from chemotherapy, and you are losing weight, and it's called wasting syndrome. Then the medical marijuana, where you get the THC, it helps to stimulate appetite and helps to get rid of nausea feeling. So it can actually help appetite and memory and mood and sleep. So that's THC is what helps people, you know, relax and get hungry. Then there's what's called BCP. BCP is also called beta-chirophyllene. And BCP is the dietary cannabinoid found in doTERRA's copaiba oil. And copaiba oil comes from a tree in Brazil. Now, copaiba essential oil contains a very high amount of BCP, which is 60%. Now, BCP is a different type of cannabinoid than CBD, yet it directly affects the same CB2 receptor. Again, there's CB1 and CB2. And BCP is a cannabinoid that directly affects the CB2 receptor. Now, copaiba contains a very high amount of the active biochemical BCP, about 60%. And CBD products only carry between 2 and 30%. Now, BCP is found in lower amounts in other essential oils like melissa and black pepper, but the highest amount is in copaiba. And what are the cannabinoid receptors? They exist all over the body. And cannabinoid receptors are in the brain, they're in all of the organs, they're in tissues and glands and immune cells. And the cannabinoid system's goal is body homeostasis, to make everything work properly and harmoniously. And the CB1 and the CB2 are the two different types of the cannabinoids in the human body. CB1 resides in the nervous system, connective tissue, gonads, and the glands, and also in the organs. And the CB2 resides in the immune system and most of the structures of the human body. And tissues can contain both CB1 and CB2. Now, CB1 receptors interact with THC to cause that psychoactive high effect. That only comes from the CB1 receptor. The CB2 receptors do not cause any kind of psychoactive high effect at all. and CBD oils and the copaiba essential oil all target the CB2 receptors, enhancing the immune system. And CBD oil reacts indirectly with CB2 receptors, where copaiba reacts directly with CB2 receptors. So as mentioned earlier, the CB2 receptors reside mostly in the immune system. So CB2 receptors improve the immunity of the system. It reduces inflammation. It helps to relieve different types of pain. So to summarize the CBD versus the copaiba, the THC comes from the cannabis or hemp plants, and it is illegal in most states. The CBD oil from hemp contains only small amounts of THC, making it legal in all 50 states. CBD oil does not make you high, and CBD oil helps neurological issues, pain, and more indirectly, it interacts with the CB2 receptors in the body. So copaiba and BCP, or the carophyllene, is a cannabinoid found very high in the doTERRA copaiba, and it reacts directly again with a CB2 receptor. So it's directly improving the immunity, and it directly reduces inflammation. It's the reliever of pain, and it helps with neurological disorders, very strong against seizures. So when ingested, the BCP and copaiba possesses strong antioxidant properties. It promotes healthy cellular function. So the research shows that copaiba essential oil helps both the immune system, your mouth and teeth and gums, and healthy cells throughout the body. So you can actually get the copaiba essential oil and put it directly in your mouth and rub your gums with it. And you can also put it directly on your skin. It helps with keeping your skin look healthy, and it helps reduce cases of acne. And research has now found that ingesting the copaiba supports the immune system and uterine health, and it helps to ease menstruation aches and pains. So I personally have chosen to use the copaiba oil from that Brazilian tree. It's much less expensive than CBD oil. It's 100% drug-free with no risk of passing any kind of drug test. So if you have to pass a drug test and you take CBD oil, it does have THC, and you could fail a drug test. So because it's not from the cannabis plant, it won't affect any kind of drug test. And doTERRA extensively tests all products, include third-party testing, and they guarantee all their oils are free of pesticides and heavy metals and contaminants. So again, copaiba essential oil, you can use it directly on your skin, on your face. It can be blends well with Roman chamomile and cedarwood, frankincense. You can ingest anywhere from 1 to 3, 4 drops in water or tea. You can place the drops directly under your tongue. And it really supports the cardiovascular system, the immune system. So you can actually diffuse copaibas. Has like a woody scent, and it can be diffused in any diffuser, and breathing that helps to lower anxiety and feelings of anxiousness and any kind of stress response. And you can put drops directly in your mouth, or you can put it in a veggie capsule. And the copaiba is also an antioxidant to the brain. And so, again, I like that. It's an excellent oil, and available with doTERRA.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio, featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life, And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. I really appreciate you all joining us.
Hey, good morning, it's Dennis. How are you doing this morning, Doctor?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great, doing great. Just two things I wanted to talk to you about. One, I went to my gastroenterologist and I showed her Prime Longevity, and she was duly impressed with everything that you have in that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That was very cool, especially from another doctor seeing, oh my gosh, what is that? And look how good the product is.
That is, that is. The other one is that my sister-in-law, this past week, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh my, that's a terrible form of cancer.
Yeah, and she's got like a 7-centimeter tumor on her pancreas. And I was wondering, they're going to plan on doing, the normal
chemo, radiation.
Chemo, and maybe at some point in time, might even be doing some.
Right, let me tell you, for pancreatic cancer. Yeah, the surgery I would definitely recommend because sometimes it's easier once you remove the tumor, especially if it's a solid tumor, and then do a program to prevent it from coming back. Now, of course, they're going to want to do chemo and radiation because they're going to tell her that it shrinks the tumor and makes the surgery easier, and that's not always the case, but chemo and radiation don't really help much with pancreatic cancer. There is a new form of cancer research that's coming out, and it's called immunotherapy. And it's a newer form of treating cancers where they take your own white blood cells and they train the white blood cells to go after the cancer. Then they grow more of those white blood cells and then put them back into the body. And what that does is it's actually trained those white blood cells to go after the cancer. It's very promising, and I would recommend if she can find someone in town that does that kind of therapy and someone that's experienced in immunotherapy, that's the kind of therapy that I would do. Otherwise, what she really wants to do is come in as quickly as possible and get on a complete nutritional support program, that's really quite important to do. And a good nutritional support program that's kind of a modified raw food ketogenic diet, very low in carbohydrates. And it's very important, but we have pancreatic cancers that do very well. And again, depends on how quick she gets on that. But usually pancreatic cancer has very low survival rates in traditional medicine. Did they tell her that or anything?
Yeah. They have. They have tried to pick their spirits up, saying with the chemo that they weren't planning radiation at this time. Chemo to try to shrink it and then do a process that they call a whip surgery, I guess, where they take out the pancreas and whatever else might be affected.
Right. They won't take out the whole pancreas. They'll cut out that section. And but I would have her get on a program. One, it could help build her immune system before the surgery and help her handle the chemotherapy that they're going to want to do. There's also things like vitamin C drips. There's far infrared therapy. There's oxygen therapy. It's really quite important for her to get involved with that right away. And also have her get maybe a far infrared sauna. And she can start, either get a pad or one of those tent saunas where you actually sit inside the sauna, and that's going to help her. So, but thank you so much, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Going back in the beginning of the show, I was talking about black cumin seed, And I found, again, some more information that the black cumin seed can really help liver function. And, of course, the liver plays a huge role in metabolism. It also has been used to support weight management, and it supports heavy, healthy blood sugar levels and keeps the blood sugars in within normal range. It helps your skin. It's got healthy essential fatty acids, can help promote good cholesterol. Black seed cumin oil is used.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Help with sciatic nerve. Boswellia, or boswellic acid, that comes from frankincense, you can take that internally. The copaiba that works on the CBD, take that internally. That works on pain. And boswellic acid, you can get that. That's in most of the formulas for pain management. Serrapeptase and protease are both enzymes that can help dissolve excess proteins in the blood that can increase your pain. So taking those enzymes are also very good. So there are things you can do for pain. Another one is finding somebody that does good body work and have them stick their elbow right in that sciatic notch and do some work around what's called the head of the trochanter, or that hip bone that right there when you feel it when you stand up down at your side. And again, when you have somebody do some body work, whether it's on the floor or on a table, you get on your side with the sciatic pain with that up, you know, not down on the floor, but up. And then you bend that knee so that it's up towards your chest, and you stretch that knee like that, and it stretches the sciatic nerve in another way. So that could really help. And let's see, I think they're helping to control menstrual cycles. One of the things that's important to understand, ladies, is that when your menstrual cycle is heavy, or when you're having endometriosis, or a lot of heavy bleeding with clotting, or you're having cysts or fibroids, all of those come from low iodine and low thyroid. In naturopathy, we recognize the connection between the thyroid and the menstrual cycle. So almost any woman that comes in that's having menstrual cycle difficulties, I put them on Lugol's iodine. And they start with one drop a day, and every 4 to 5 days you add another drop until you're taking anywhere from 3 to 5 drops, depending upon your weight. 5 drops is for a 150-pound person or more, and that will help. Now, I also add vitamin D and D2, D3 at least 5,000 units a day, maybe 10,000 units a day, and vitamin K2. And I like at least maybe 200-300 micrograms per 500 or 5,000 units of vitamin D. So we add the vitamin K2 with the vitamin D, and that's going to help. And then also we use pure vitamin A, because vitamin A helps to convert T4 to T3 in the thyroid, and oftentimes it's the conversion of the thyroid to the different forms, T4 to T3, T3 to T2, and you have to have vitamin A for that, and so that's a really important thing. Also, the mineral selenium. selenium aids in that conversion also of T4 to T3. So these are the things. You take iodine, you take vitamin A, not the carotene forms of vitamin A, the plant-based, but the true vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K2, and the mineral selenium, and you're going to notice that your menstrual cycle immediately starts to improve. It becomes less heavy. You have less clotting, and the cysts and everything begins to stop and go away. Endometriosis pain also goes away. So hopefully that will thank you for that question, and that'll help for those women that are having menstrual disorders.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There is a pretty big issue going on in the environment, because there's a huge rise in the number of people that are taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and it's potentially posing a threat to the environment, according to new research. And some of the research were done at the University of Portsmouth and all School of Pharmacy and Biomedical Sciences. And what they're finding is that our aquatic life is being bathed constantly in a soup of antidepressants and anti-anxiety agents. And antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications are being found everywhere, in sewage and in surface water and groundwater and drinking water and in the soil. And it's accumulating in the wildlife tissues. They're found in the seawater and the rivers, and their potential ability to disrupt the normal biological systems of aquatic organisms is extensive. And what's happening is the wildlife are being bathed in these drugs for their entire life cycle, not just periods of time, but their entire life cycle. And laboratory studies are reporting the changes on how these creatures reproduce, grow, the rate in which they mature, their metabolism, their immunity, feeding habits, the way they move, their color and behavior. And the research was published in the Journal of Psychiatry Bulletin. And they're finding that there's definitely problems in the sea life changing their entire metabolic and behavioral because of these chemicals that are in the water. So the suggestions from the article were to improve the water waste treatment plants to comply at least with the European Union. Their water treatment regulations are much higher even than in the United States, to take out these synthetic estrogens and lower them to acceptable levels. They also want to teach more patients to be taught more about how to use these pharmaceuticals. They want the pharmaceutical industry to adopt a greener approach to cradle-to-grave with drugs, because the pharmaceutical industry, that's what they want. From cradle to grave, everybody to be on some kind of medication. And they want to reduce the amount of prescriptions for antidepressants and anti-anxieties in favor of natural counseling, changing your diet, putting in proper probiotics, taking the right nutrients. There's all kinds of research now that shows that the probiotics in the intestine, which bacteria can control behavior. So taking things like sauerkraut and apple cider vinegar and fermented beets, all the fermented foods, tempeh, things like that. That's what's going to help change behavior. Also, exercise is one of the best treatments for any kind of depression or anxiety. So they're wanting people to stop jumping on the Prozac bandwagon and somehow to do things that are more natural so that they can lower the issues in the environment of what's happening to the waterways where all these fish are. So it's really quite critical right now that the waterways are becoming so polluted. Another article showed that microwaving drastically reduces the nutrients in food. And there's been a lot of controversy about microwaving over the years. One group saying that it actually improves the food, but the industry claimed that microwaving cooking protects the nutrient context of foods. But anyway, there's been new research that has come out. There's a number of studies. Three studies of the historical food composition have shown that between 5% and 40%. Of the nutrients, especially minerals, in fresh produce. And other study found that similar decline in the vitamin content of our foods. So they also found a Scandinavian study, when you take those deficient foods and you microwave them, that it actually decreases the amount of vitamin and mineral content that becomes usable. A Scandinavian study done on showing asparagus spears, as an example, found that microwaving caused a complete reduction in vitamin content. There was another study on garlic. As little as 60 seconds of microwave heating was enough to inactivate the allicin, which is in the garlic, that the active ingredient against cancer. A study published in the Journal of the Science of Food and Agriculture found that broccoli and cauliflower zapped in the microwave lost about 97% of its beneficial antioxidants. So there was another study in Australia that showed microwave caused a higher degree of protein unfolding, and those proteins go through and cause leaky gut syndrome, and those proteins break down in microwave where they don't break down in conventional heating. And so the microwaving, they found, can destroy essential disease-fighting agents. As an example, in breast milk, do not microwave the breast milk for your baby. So that's critical. No microwaving of breast milk because it can lose so much of its enzyme activity and antibodies that help the immune system. So these are really important.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio, featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Again, if you can, drop off a toy, a coat, or a blanket over at Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa, if you live here in El Paso, and we'll make sure that the kids in Juarez get them. I wanted to mention this article that came out. This is from the National Institutes of Health, and it was a project known as the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study. And they enrolled over almost 12,000 children from age 9 and 10, and 2,100 of them were twins or triplets. And the study is following these children throughout the young adulthood until 21 years of age. And what they're finding is that all of these digital devices and other electronics, which are, of course, at the top of the list for a kid's wish list for holiday season, and if you're considering upgrading your teenager's cell phone or getting your preschooler their first tablet, you might want to reconsider, because the early results of a groundbreaking study confirms that many parents' fears, and it confirmed those fears about the effects of all of that screen time. And they're finding that some of these kids are anywhere from 7 to 9 hours staring at screens per day. And a lot of the data is not in yet, but early results from brain scans and MRIs are that they are alarming. And just as many experts and parents alike have long suspected, all that screen time is impacting not only children's mental health and emotional development, but actually changing the physical structure of their brains. And researchers discovered that children who spend more than 2 hours a day in front of their screens get lower scores on thinking and language tests. And teenagers, by the way, spend 4 to 5 hours on average with their mobile phones attached to their brains almost all day long. And that finding should be enough to give most parents pause. The situation even is more serious for those who spend more than 7 hours per day in front of the screen. And MRIs of these children showed that premature thinning of the outermost layer of the brain, the cortex, and when compared to their peers who don't use that much technology. And the cortex is responsible for sensory input and the type of higher order function that make us humans, how to process information. And so what they're finding is that we are, in essence, giving our kids as guinea pigs for uncontrolled experiment on all these digital devices. And it's actually come out that the companies know this information, and they're actually designing their devices to be more addicting. And they found that they know exactly how the brains work, and they know, and they're designing, whether it's the Game Boys and all of the different games that you can play, and video games, or whether it's your iPhone or tablets or iPads, they're actually designing all of the apps to be more and more addicting. And so they're finding out that our children are in this uncontrolled experiment, and with the studies coming out about the MRIs and the CAT scans, they're finding that this screen time can actually affect how the brain develops. So they're saying, look, consider stopping what parents can do. And it's hard, because the kids, you know, of course, want all these things, and they, you know, spend time just sitting in front of the TV, whether it's playing games or whatever. We didn't have those when I was a kid. You went outside and played at the park. You went and rode your bicycle around. You went to the park and you played ping pong and basketball and volleyball, and you know, you just did all kinds of things. You played soccer and football with your kid, you know, friends. You went and played baseball at the park. So they're not doing that. What you can do, as an example, is, you know, there are things that kids can do where if they learn to play puzzles, there are some. As an example, Donkey Kong and Sudoku games and math games and Candy Crush can actually help kids develop more focus and concentration and help their brains develop better. So, you know, dads, go outside, come home early and play with your kid, you know, take them outside and play ball. Nobody does that anymore. Now, of course, Everybody brings their work home with them, and you know they leave the office, but they bring all their stuff home. There's all kinds of things that you can play with, Lego toys and building blocks, and there's all kinds of things that we used to play with, erector sets, and they're all you know, really develop a good brain function. So I'm going to suggest that's what you want to do, and help get off of some of that research. Your kids are not guinea pigs. So parents, listen to what I'm saying. All of this stuff online is just affecting their brains, and it's not such a good idea. One more article I got to cover before we close is there is a cleanse that's going around, and it's called the soy sauce cleanse. And let me tell you, please, don't do it. But there's a dangerous trend, and it's called using the soy sauce. And what they're doing is that they want people to drink a full liter of soy sauce within the span of 2 hours on the pretense that that high salt will help the body rid themselves of toxins. And that's what the theory goes, that the soy sauce, high sodium, will bond to the toxins and get them out of the body. Well, it's if it sounds crazy, it really is. It's wrong. Don't do it. What happens is the sodium will build up quite high. There was a woman that died, the 39-year-old woman who decided to try this cleanse. She was her heart was racing, and she resisted the urge to drink water. Then she lost her ability to speak. Then she lost consciousness. And her husband called the ambulance. She stopped breathing en route to the hospital. She was resuscitated and treated with IVs for acute hyperthermia, or too much salt in the body. And anyway, she died after 4 days of unconsciousness. So it's a ridiculous idea based on half-truths. So please, I'm sure you're not going to get that information anywhere else, but do not do this crazy soy sauce cleanse hoax, drinking a liter of soy sauce. Just don't do that. It's not healthy, and it's not appropriate. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine, or not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us next Saturday again with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.